Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Rumo's conference call to discuss the 2016 third quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from those that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us are Mr. Luis Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Cassiano will comment on the company's 2016 third quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Luis Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in the 2016 third quarter earnings conference call of Indústrias Rumo. As you know, we have been reporting our earnings release by three different business units, and the dynamic and perspectives of each of one are very diverse. Therefore, I'm going to split my introduction by business unit today. Starting with Rumo Machines business unit. During this quarter, we noted a positive improvement in the Industrial Entrepreneur Confidence Index and some other confidence indicators. However, so far, we have not noted any improvement in the domestic demand for machines. As a result, we have noted no improvement or positive impact in revenue or in order entry in this division. Additionally, as revenue from exports become more relevant in the total sales of this business unit, the appreciation of the currency resulted in a negative impact on the margins this quarter. Even in this challenging environment for Rumo Machines business unit, with weak demand and currency appreciation, we're still confident we are doing the right choices, we are capturing all opportunities, and shaping the company accordingly. For the long term, we are confident we are going to benefit from an improved market share position, a lean and efficient production design, and from the solid gross margin preserved in the domestic market. Regarding Burkhard & Weber business unit, due to the long cycle of projects, we should analyze the entire fiscal year of 2016 and evaluate its performance. As mentioned before, due to the lack of orders in 2015, we should end 2016 not so strong as we did last year. Therefore, we have been constantly improving the number of projects in 2016. More than that, we convert in good new orders, which give to us, in this division, an almost full capacity of production in 2017, which we can note that in the solid backlog presented in this earnings release. This is result of good choices made by the team by entering in the aerospace industry and also increase the areas covered by Burkhard & Weber, like U.S. and Middle East. Finally, analyzing the casting and machine casting iron parts business division, we noted a very good improvement in margins and revenues when compared with 2015. The mainly reason for this improvement on orders are orders from the energy sector, which bring to the foundry a much better capacity utilization, very well executed by the team. The results now are very solid, and in 2017, still with a very good perspective for the energy sector and as a result for this business unit. Additionally, we execute a 10 million reais investment in cash this quarter on a new full automatic line of production to manufacturing casting iron medium-sized parts, which should be in operation just by beginning of 2018. Now, I would like to transfer the call to Fabio, who will detail our earnings for this quarter. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending to this conference call. I'd like to begin the chart number 3. We'd like to highlight in this third quarter earnings result, the casting business. This quarter it continued to show an important improvement in revenues that grew about 53% and positively reflected in the operating margins, which also grew by 1.9 and 3% gross and EBITDA margin compared to the third quarter 2015. This improvement was mainly driven by heavy casting parts to the wind power components. EBITDA margin this third quarter was positive in 0.4%, lower than the same period 2015, mainly due to the stronger Brazilian currency that affect the export margin and also to the higher percentage of second-hand machines, which have lower margins when compared to the brand new machines. Although margins decreased in 2016, we have been working very hard on inventory levels as well as to reduce expenses, which have positively impacted in the cash generation this year, reducing net debt in about 7%. BW order entry in 2016 had a significant increase compared to 2015, showing the company has solid pillars and competitive portfolio to continue delivering positive results to the consolidated figures. And there was also an increase in the order entry of roaming machines represented by exports, that up to November this year, in terms of number of machines sold compared to the same period 2015, grew approximately 25%. The chart number 4, the gross fixed capital formation index in 2016 still shows a decrease in the investment levels. In the first 9 months of 2016, gross fixed capital formation decreased by 10% compared to the same period 2015, impacting in our order entry for roaming machines in the domestic market. The chart number 5, capacity utilization has shown a moderate increase since March this year. However, the latest level is still below past years, showing that the industry still has available capacity to utilize. And the confidence index in the last 3 and 4 months shows an increase, mainly due to the recent changes in the country. However, as already mentioned by Cassiano, we have not felt a real impact on the order entry for the domestic market. The chart number 6. There has been no significant change for roaming machines in terms of demanding sectors in 2016 compared to 2015, have been pretty much the same demanding sectors, which are mainly the Brazilian industry as a whole. And I think that the main aspect here in this chart number six is the casting business, where heavy casting parts, mainly represented by the wind power components, accounted for 70% of the 2016 revenues and shows a good perspective of such sector in Brazil. The other sectors of the raw and machine casting iron parts are truck and agriculture equipment, which are in a low level reflecting the relevant drop in production in 2016. To start in the chart number seven, due to the lower domestic orders from for roaming machines, such business unit dropped its participation to consolidated revenues from 59% in the first 9 months 2015 to 45% in 2016. On the other hand, the casting business accounted for 36% in 2016. Again, mainly driven by heavy casting parts, and followed by BW, that also grew its participation from 17% to 19%. The chart number eight, due to the lower domestic orders from for roaming machines, such business unit, the slide number eight. Although roaming machines had a decrease in revenues in 2016 compared to 2015, the casting business, which has most of its revenues in Brazil, grew about 53% in the same period and kept the domestic participation in the consolidated revenues flat this year. The main foreign market in 2016 continued to be Europe, followed by Latin America, US, and Asia. This last one represented by exports from BW, our German subsidiary. The chart number nine, order entry in this quarter, third quarter 2016 decreased by 16% compared to the same period 2015. The variation was mainly in the casting business. However, it's considered normal since it derives mainly from large raw and machined cast iron parts, where orders placed by the customers include supply for a longer period and therefore can have some concentration in certain quarters. And then it can also be noted when looking at the 9 months period of 2016, where variation was not that significant. Also, for the 9 months period, orders from roaming machines increased by 7%, represented by exports. And BW orders grew about 282%, mainly due to the two important orders obtained in the second quarter this year. And in terms of order backlog, mainly due to the casting orders explained before, backlog by the end of the third quarter 2016 dropped about 11.5% compared to the end of the second quarter. The chart number 10, the cost structure remained quite similar in 2016 compared to the same period 2015, even though production of roaming machines dropped about 50%. Main actions and aspects for this were the several measures taken focused on operational efficiency in order to make our cost structure as flexible as possible, and the increase in the castings productions that allowed us to dilute better fixed structure and costs. The chart number 11, in terms of profitability, gross margin in the third quarter 2016 decreased compared to the same period 2015, mainly to the stronger real that squeezed the margins on exports and the higher presence of second-hand machines, which have lower margins compared to brand new machines. In terms of EBITDA, in the chart number 12, EBITDA was slightly positive in 0.6 million reais. lower than the same period 2015 due to the same reasons just mentioned. The chart number 13, this is the business unit's results. In the first 9 months ended September 2016, Roaming Machines revenues dropped by 15%. And the main reduction here was in the new machines for the domestic market. This lower revenues also impacted in the gross margin. It reduced from 32.8% to 29.7%, and also impacted the EBITDA margin, which is negative in 2016 in 4.3%. BW Machines, in the first 9 months, even though the EBITDA margin is still negative in 7.6%, there was an increase in the gross margin and also in the volume. However, it's important to point out, as already mentioned by Cassiano, that due to the lack of orders in the second half of last year, this year BW, when analyzing the entire year performance, will possibly be lower than past years. However, when we look at the backlog, it's quite solid, showing that 2017 probably will be back on track. And the casting business is the main improvement of this year. In terms of revenues, we already mentioned that it grew about 53%, and margins increased accordingly. Gross margin from 5.4 to 14.8, and EBITDA margin a little bit above 11%, which has been really important for the consolidated performance and also for the cash generation that we are going to talk in the following chart, the chart number 14, that the financial position is still very solid. In terms of cash, we end up the third quarter with about 140 million reais in cash. The gross debt of a little bit above 200 million. It's important to mention that in this quarter, net debt was quite stable, even though we have invested about 40 million, 10 million mentioned by Cassiano that it was an investment in this new machine for the casting business, already fully paid in the third quarter. So net debt was quite stable, even though we had a higher level of investments, showing that the company, even though EBITDA is in a lower level, we are being able to generate cash over the last quarters. And chart number 15, this is the share performance. We are performing in the last 2 years much lower than Ibovespa index. Of course, we're much more cyclical than most of the companies of the index. However, in the year, the share had a reasonable performance and a good recovery, at least since the beginning of this year. Well, I would like to thank you for participating, and now I would like to have the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you'd like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from William Castro, Valor Gestora.
Hi, Father. First, well done for the result, for the number. I just would like to go a little bit further in this new machine that you mentioned, the acquisition that you have done. Just to understand what you were expecting for the new results or savings or improving margins from this new machine, and when these outcomes would come. You mentioned it in the release, something around 2018. Just would like to understand a little bit better how is this going on and how is the process of using this new machine. Thanks.
Thank you, William. It's Cassiano speaking. These investments were done in this quarter. It's a new full automatic line, produce medium parts. It goes mainly for the agriculture sector, but there is parts of home machines as well as construction, which can be made on this machine. The main strategy for buy this machine is that we have that line today manual, and this can improve a lot in terms of cost and reduction in cost, and also in some volume for new parts. Mainly in the more light foundry, not in the heavy one, which are producing more parts for the energy sector. It goes in operation just in 2018 because it takes quite a long time to put that in operation. There is a foundation that must be done, and there's a commissioning in this machine. It's a really long-term installation. This machine is new. It was in Brazil and was offered to us, and for us makes perfect sense based in the reason that we have this line very manual today, and in this line with more automation and really performing better in terms of efficiency. Despite the fact that also increase the capacity for offer these medium-sized parts to customers, and we are already doing roadshows to present this investment. The return on investment it's was approved by the board, fits all our needs. We do not release our return on investment on that on our investments, but it was well calculated, and we strongly believe that in 2018 it will start to bring to us some results, mainly in 2019 and 2020, because it takes some time to put in full production.
That's okay. Thanks.
Excuse me. As a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question, please press star one. Our next question comes from William Castro with Valor Gestora.
All right, just another question, more related with what you see in the market for the next couple of months, probably. While we have talking with another industries, is that things are still not so well, although the confidence, consumer confidence, and all the confidence index have been showing some improvements, some enhancement, but in fact they are not seeing anything in real demand. And I guess that you are feeling like the same. So what are you expecting for the like a new quarterly, the last quarterly of this year and the beginning of 2017, or let's say in another terms, when are you expecting to see some enhancement in demand or some improvement in demand? I know that it's pretty hard to say that. It's just a feeling from you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, William, for your question. It's really more related to the home machines business. For sure, we are more happy with Burkhard & Weber. Worldwide speaking, the demand is still okay, and actually with a lot of projects in the pipeline and some new orders coming in, which give us in 2017 a much better perspective than 2016 for Burkhard & Weber. In the custom business is different. The demand, it comes from the energy sector and is still a good perspective for 2017. But then if we get our third division, the home machines division, we still with a very few perspective or
lack of visibility on this division. For sure, we also would like to see after the confidence index be improved so much in the last 3 months that it would could result in a better orders or better even new projects starting opportunities being measured in our CRM. But we have not so far, even in October, September, not seen any improvement in new opportunities to be worked. We are measuring our market share domestically speaking, and we feel internally that we are more solid, more strong this year than in previous year, which is good. We also are preserving our margin, which also is good for the long term, but it's still very hard to give you any perspective for 2017 for this division, mainly because we do not see any sign yet of recovery. It's not good to know that other industries are not recovering because usually home is a late cycle. The people start the recovery, and then they will start to demand more machines. I hope the other industries start to have a better demand because then for sure, in the midterm, the demand will come for machines, and then we will have more opportunities to be selling our machine. Any other question, William?
No, for me, it's okay. Thanks a million, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's question and answer session. The investor relations department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in the third quarter conference call of Industrias Home. Now we see you on next year in February with the year-end and fourth quarter conference call. Thank you very much.
That does conclude Home's third quarter earnings conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.